You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kia D Unplugged Show. Another beautiful and amazing and wonderful night. This is April the 12th, Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know where it is where you are right now, but no matter what time it is, day, night, whatever, listen, so happy that you're here with us tonight. We truly appreciate your presence. So many things have been happening recently, and I wanted to make sure I was being heard. Sorry about that if you got a little reverb in there. And it's been gut-wrenching, to say the least. Last week, we interviewed a young lady by the name of Jennifer Wiley, who actually is literally still searching for her niece. Her niece is 14 years old. Her name is Alyssa Williams. She's 14 years old. She has brown eyes and black hair, and she's 5'2", and she weighs 180 pounds, and she's missing out of Houston, Texas. Please go to the website, wetalkradio.com, and if you go to the our shows tab, I still have her flyer there. Her picture is still there. I want everybody to take a look at that. I want everybody to see it, and we're actually going to create another page on our front page of the website so we can send people straight to it. I want to keep that right up on our website so that people can have an opportunity to see her face. And so if you're in Houston or if you've seen her face anywhere around the world, listen, even if you think you've seen her face, call the Houston Police Department. You know, I don't want to send any officers on a wild goose chase, but you know, right now we really don't know where she is, and we are still actively looking for her. Again, her name is Alyssa Williams, and she's 14 years old. On this past week, myself and my daughter experienced something that was really traumatic, and you guys know me. Anybody who knows me knows that I am extremely, when it comes to my kids, I'm a mother bear. I'm a mama bear. I'm a hoarder over them. I don't want them to go nowhere. I don't want them to do nothing because it's going to pertain to getting out of the house, and I can't trust certain elements outside of the house. I mean, I've always been that way. And this past weekend, I got lax. Or not last week. I got lax. Just a little lax in the way I handle things, and allowed something to happen that absolutely should not have happened. And I shouldn't say I allowed it to happen, but because I was in a relaxed state of mind, I went to a particular location, which is a nail salon where people go. If you think about the nail salon, you're going there to relax, relate, release. You're going there to unwind, to get your nails done. You cut the vibrator on the seat, and you're 100% comfortable. And that's kind of where my mind was. I was 100% comfortable, and I should not have been. When it comes to your children, you can never be too comfortable because there are predators out there, and they are aware when you make a mistake. And but God, I will just say that. But God, so but thank God I was. Thank God I stayed on it. Thank God I didn't say, don't worry about it. Thank God literally at the end of the day, there were so many other things that I could have done. But thank God I did not. I listened to my child, even when she told me she was uncomfortable. I separated her from the situation. I did one thing I did not like. Well, let me tell you guys what happened. So me and my daughter, 14-year-old Riley, DJ Riley, y'all know her. We're going to the nail shop. We had so many crazy things happening all week, and we just needed to get out of the house and just go somewhere and relax, and that's what we did. We went to a nail shop not too far from where we actually live, and long story short, I'm getting my nails done. The man is almost done doing my nails. I got like a nail or two left, and my daughter darts up and comes over there. You know, there's one chair in between us, and she comes over there to me, and she says, "Mom, I need to talk to you in private." And I said, "Well, sure, yeah, come on." And actually, no, I said, "What's going on?" Because, of course, I said, "Yeah, babe, what's going on?" She said, "No, I need to talk to you in private." I was like, "Okay." So I pulled her over to the side. We're in the nail salon. I pulled her over to the side. I said, "Hey, talk to me. What's going on?" "I'm just uncomfortable. I feel really uncomfortable." I was like, "Why do you feel uncomfortable? What's going on?" I just need to go to the car. I just need to get out of here. I need to go to the car. I'm like, "Okay, no problem, baby. Go to the car. If you need to go to the car, here's the keys. Go to the car." Now, the car literally was like five steps from the front door. I could see it from the door, you know. So she goes outside, and I begin to ask the people on the inside, what's going on? Why was my daughter uncomfortable? You were doing her nails. What happened? Explain to me what happened. Why would she be uncomfortable with you or any situation? And the nail tech's like, I don't know. Don't know what happened. I just was asking. I asked her how old she was, and then she, she jumped up and was ready to go. And I'm, you know, looking around like, what is going on? Like, it's just so not normal for a 14-year-old girl just to get up and be ready to get up. And I know my child, you know, so it just wasn't normal. But as I'm asking the nail technicians, by this time the manager had come over, because I was like, listen, I don't know what's going on, but my child isn't comfortable. And I said, any services that, because I didn't want them to think that this was an attempt or scheme on us to get out of paying for any kind of services. So I let them know at that point, any services that have been done to date on my child, I'll take care of those, no problem. As I was really kind of saying that, like, but I had an attitude because I really didn't know what had gone on and who had ticked my daughter off or why she went out. And I didn't really know if she was ticked off at them or if it was something with her. I didn't know what was going on, but I was asking questions. And by that time, within 2 minutes from my daughter walking out the door, my cell phone rang, and it was my oldest daughter who was not at the nail salon, but she was letting me know exactly why my youngest daughter was so uncomfortable, and it was because the nail technician that was working on her had actually situated her cell phone. The nail technician had got up and down several times. She was sitting down. She'd asked my daughter a couple questions, trying to get her to go back to the back. I didn't know any of this stuff. I didn't know any of that, but she was trying to get my daughter to go back to the back so she can do her eyebrows, telling her how bad her eyebrows looked. She needs to get her eyebrows done, and my daughter was refusing it. Then she started telling her how bad her nails looked. And just really talked. My daughter was like, she was really talking negatively about me, and she didn't understand. She felt a little uncomfortable. She said, and then all of a sudden, the lady goes back to the back. She comes back to the front. She has her cell phone in her hand. She's talking on what appears to be a video call, like a FaceTime call. She has the phone in her hand. She takes the cell phone, and she turns the cell phone around. My daughter says she could see a man on the camera. The nail technician takes the camera and situates it where the man can see my daughter clearly on camera, and then the man gives my daughter a thumbs up. Then the woman asked my daughter how old she was, and that's when the situation got uncomfortable. So daughter jumps up. A couple other things happen in between there, but that's, you know, we're trying to move on with the story. Daughter jumps up. Fast forward to now, I'm standing here as my oldest daughter's telling me what happened, and now I'm losing it, completely losing it. I mean, I'm going crazy in there, trying again not to look like the crazy black woman, but at the end of the day, I didn't care. I was going bonkers in this freaking nail shop. At the same time, the lady had her cell phone in her hand, and you could specifically see her scrolling and deleting. Now, you could see her phone scrolling, and then she'd do something real quick and then delete. Or, you know, scroll and then do something, and then she'd scroll some more, and then she'd do something real quick. She was scrolling and deleting, scrolling and deleting. And I'm yelling and screaming at the manager, get her phone. I knew if I placed a finger, just one small, tiny inch of a finger on her, if my skin touched her skin, I was going to beat the snot shit out of her. So I decided if you even feel her warmth under your skin, you're going to kill this woman. Do not touch her. Whatever you do, do not touch her. As bad as I wanted to yank the phone, kick the phone, snatch the phone, we're at least 5 to 10 feet from each other because I knew if I got any closer, I was going to kill her. I purposely did not get any closer because I could have. And I literally mean I was going to hurt this woman because I knew she had done some foul stuff on some video with my 14-year-old minor child. As I'm going bonkers crazy, there had to have been a moment of silence where I took a breath and probably was about to go back into it, and I heard a lady say, excuse me. The lady was actually getting her manicure and a pedicure done, and she was actually sitting right across from my 14-year-old daughter, and she says, excuse me, ma'am, and she motioned for me to come over. I came over. And she said, I just want to let you know, while you were walking your daughter around the corner, remember when I told you I had to separate my daughter, I pulled her around this little corner thing. She said, when you were pulling your daughter around the corner, that lady, the nail technician, the same that one that was doing your daughter's nails, where there's this, and she said, I don't know really what happened with the video call. There was some call. I don't know what, she said, I don't know what happened with the video. I know there was a video. I don't know what's going on with that video, but I know she took a picture of you. I said, excuse me. And I lost it again, literally lost it. Because at that point in time, I realized not only did they have my address on file because I'm a frequent customer, so they know my address for my credit card information. They also now know that I have a daughter. There's a man who I don't know, a strange man that has now been shown my daughter's body. Now they also have a picture of me. Now, I decided instead of killing this heifer, I'm going to call the cops. I called the cops. Cops arrive. They assessed the situation. They got my story. They went in and got the lady's story. Long story of short, the lady said that she did take a picture of me. She said there was no video. She said she doesn't know anything what I was talking about, any kind of video. There's no call with a, no nobody. She said that she did take a picture of me, and when asked by the police officer why she took a picture of me, she could not give an answer. Is that your standard protocol, she was asked? No, that's not standard protocol. So why would you take a picture of somebody if it's not standard protocol? I don't know. So, again, that scheme that they got going on. Well, again, we rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus. They will never win, okay? And they won't take that one. And I pray to God as they try and come around here scheming and beaming that they don't take yours too. That's exactly where we are. We're trying to make sure they don't take these babies 100%. One thing is clear. I did ask my daughter, what, as you were looking, as the man was looking at you and you were looking at him, where was he? Was he in a car? Was he at a house? She said it looked like he was sitting on a couch. Absolutely disgusting. Individuals that are just sick. Anyways, so the officer basically told me that, hey, all of this seems strange and weird. I know something's not right, but all you can really do is call the Better Business Bureau. That is exactly what they told me. I have done my own homework, research, and have actually made lots and lots of calls to lots of other entities. So praying to God that an investigation is opened into this case, whether they were scheming and beaming or whatever they were doing, it's going to stop. 100%, it's going to stop. So I know for a fact it wasn't nothing, because if it was nothing, she would have never took a picture of me. There is no need at all for her to have a picture of me. I'm going to actually bring in, I think we got T. Smiley here. I'm going to bring in T. Smiley. What's up, T. Smiley? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm just listening to the story, and just glad that y'all are right at the end of the day.
Amen. Amen. It wouldn't have went different. Period, point blank, it wouldn't have. The only way it would have went different is if Riley would have got up from that seat she was sitting in and went back to the back with them. That's the only way that I could have seen, you know, and I'm not saying they would have slipped something in her arm or drugged her. I don't know what they do. All I know is because I don't want to insinuate, I don't try to put nothing in the atmosphere, but what I do know is they were trying to scheme and get that child to the back. And also what I know is the scheme looks like this. You keep the mother, which is what they did. They had my back turned to that specific area, so where they had my arms out, where they were doing my nails, I couldn't really see my daughter. I'd lean over my head and give her a wink, make sure she was okay. I did that several times just to make sure that she was okay, and she was. She just didn't know how to tell me that she wasn't. But thank God she knew how to tell her sister. She knew how to tell me. Evidently, she just knew I was going to lose it, and she is not a person for confrontation. But I told her, I don't give a damn. We're going to confront these people right where they stand. We're not going to wait. So I'm glad that she was able to speak to me and let me know that she was 100% uncomfortable, and I'm glad she was able to let her sister know what was going on so that we could get to the bottom of it and no one else would have to suffer, because we're going to put a stop to that. And it's definitely traumatic, but one of the things that I do know a scheme could have been is they could have actually taken her to the back.
Right.
And had gotten her to the back. Had they gotten her to the back where I was sitting at, I would have never seen them take carry her or walk her out the back door.
Right.
And so once you get her to the back, you slip a needle in her arm or you slip something somewhere on her skin and make her fall asleep and somebody's carrying her out or walking her out the back door, and then all of a sudden I'm looking for my daughter and they're like, oh, you didn't see her leave? No, I didn't see her leave. She walked out the door? Yes, she walked out. She went out. She just walked out. You didn't see her? That easy. No, I didn't see her. Roll the cameras back. Oh, our cameras don't work. It's just here for playtime. It's just here for show, that kind of crap. So we don't have time to play with these babies. We have to protect our babies, and that taught me a very valuable lesson. At the end of the day, you listen to your kids no matter what it is. You stop. You separate yourself. They say they're uncomfortable. Remove yourself completely, because if they're uncomfortable, you need to be 100% uncomfortable until you figure out what has made them uncomfortable.
Right.
But because I was in such a state of euphoricness at this nail shop, thinking, ain't nothing but we're in a nail shop. And I looked around at the whole room. I remember thinking, we're all just sitting here looking at each other. There couldn't have been that much that happened. I mean, it had to have been maybe something personal with my daughter is what I was thinking. Maybe she just needed to get out. Maybe she had gas. You know, like, for real. I'm like, okay, well, maybe she just needed to get out for a second. Okay. Like, you can't think that way. You 100% have to get to the bottom line of what is going on with our children. Taught me a very valuable lesson, and I pray to God that that video right now that has gone viral, there's a Facebook video out right now. I pray that somebody, I don't care, you know, my daughter and a couple friends of mine were calling me up talking about Kia. I can't believe 90%, 95% of the messages are very positive, but of course you got that 5%, even 10% of people who are just idiots. I can care less about those idiots. Let them say what they want. Let conversations start. Let people arise and wake up to the fact that they are taking our children. I don't care what they say on that thing. As long as the people that need to wake up and see the video, wake up and see the video and realize we have got to take care of our children. If you see something, say something. 100%. Do not let it go. Another thing I'll say is on that video, there are people on there that said, I had a similar experience at this exact same nail shop.
Wow.
You ought to see the experiences.
Wow. So that means it didn't start with you, and quite frankly, they've been doing this, and finally something is about to get done about it. So,
absolutely. There were two people in the nail shop that day besides me and my daughter, two additional customers. One of them, her name is Jennifer. She also spoke to the police and gave a full report, and she, the one who called me over. The other one, her name is Vanessa. She posted a post on Yelp. And she rated that place a one. It was the lowest thing you can't rate them a zero. So she gave them a one, and she put a full report saying I was there on the day that something happened. She said I was there a few days ago. Something happened to a lady that was absolutely, and her daughter that was absolutely wrong. I knew the manager had something to do with it. Now this is the lady who I don't know. I never met her. She said you could tell the manager was in on whatever it is was going on. Now mind you, let me just say this. She was getting her nails done. She might not speak that language, but she was right over. That's where the little hub was, right where she was at. So whatever was going on, and she saw exactly what was happening. The manager, the owner, the owner's wife, all of them, they were over there with that lady when I left out. You see what I'm saying? So whatever was happening, this lady, Vanessa, knew something wasn't right, too. She sure did. So shout out to Vanessa and Jennifer for speaking up.
Yeah, shout out to them.
And saying something. For real. For real, for real. Because that lady told me, she said, listen, ma'am, I have kids. She said, I couldn't even imagine something like this happening to my child. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, it's traumatic. It's so traumatic where I'm literally, I don't want to smile at nobody. I can't even really go outside without, like, looking around. I look at all the cars now that are around to see if they're familiar, to see if anything's new, to see if anybody's sitting in their car too long, like all of that, That's where I'm at right now. And it definitely has everybody on edge, but we're making it through. We are 100% making it through. And let me tell you, my new mission, 100%, is human trafficking, 100%. Shout out to Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Shout out to Heal on the Move to Heal, which is my nonprofit organization. But 100% without a doubt, human trafficking is my next new mission. We're going to go save some babies up out of these houses. We're going to go raid some houses and get these kids up out of there. Adults, too. We got some people who are truly suffering out there. We got people who literally feel like they own somebody, and that's how they operate, like they own you. No. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke all those demons right now in the name of Jesus. They will not win. So that's where we're at. So, Chief Holly, I do want to get, you know, your opinion on that, because I know you were privy to some of this information on last week, but I do want to get your opinion on what you think happened. You know, after listening to that, I know you've heard the story and you've seen some of the video. I don't know if you've seen the entire video, but you know, what are your feelings and thoughts on something like that?
I mean, honestly, the opinion, or my thought process with this whole thing, honestly, when I heard the situation, when I seen the story, you know, being the fact that I am very close, very, very close to, you know, being there with Riley, with your daughter and you. Honestly, you know, you gotta. Me personally, my first thought was, what they say, what was it, next Friday when he said, drop everything, come quick, Craig's in trouble. That was my first thought, you know. But, you know, in situations like that, you know, we have to do the right thing as far as, you know, calling the police, because had not the police been there, or had I been anywhere closer, I think it probably would have been a different situation. I'm just speaking truth. I was ready to go to battle. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to see the bigger picture and know that, you know, if it happened to you guys, and then to hear about something like that happening before, you know, somebody else having a similar situation like that before, you know, violence is definitely not the answer. But, you know, now it's time to speak up and step up and get this story out so stuff like that doesn't happen again. So, you know, we talk about, you know, we always talk about, you know, watch your surroundings and be careful when people are going outside, just having a walk, or just to walk around the apartment complex or whatever the case may be. Now we have to be aware, because we never know where people's minds are. We never know the type of things that's just right there, you know, right there in front of our face, you know what I'm saying? So the bigger picture is, I'm glad that our eyes are open to see the bigger picture of, you know, things like this possibly happen. Now, all Nelson Island may not be like that, but, you know, I know we've went to one before, and, you know, you just never know. So, I mean, it's a tough situation, because that's where you go to, you know, you get beautified, you get edified, you know, you want to get your toes done, your nails done, just to look good. But at the right now, it's kind of like, to what extent, who are we looking good for? Like, these people are taking pictures, undercover pictures and stuff like that, trying to get, you know, trying to see who they can possibly, you know, get, you know what I mean? And it's crazy, because that particular nail salon is kind of right in the middle of where kids walk home every day, you know? So you never know, you know, what's going on or whatever, but, you know, this right here, you know, I'm hoping justice prevail. You know, I'm hoping they catch these people doing these crazy things, because, you know, matter of fact, I know it hit harder with you, because I believe a week ago you had a story about a 14-year-old being missing for 6 months, right? And so for it to hit home like this is, you know, it's a real eye opening, you know what I mean? And so I'm just thankful. I am thankful to God that, you know, nothing happened. I'm also thankful to God that you didn't get closer than 5 feet and more closer. so you didn't, you know, do anything, you know, because I ain't gonna lie, I would have been right there with you. I'm just thankful that y'all okay, you know, in this situation. I was speechless. All I seen was red, you know, and I know you did too, but you have to do the right thing in this situation, and you did just that. So I'm just, again, you know, it's a tough story, you know, because we hear about it, we read about it, about these kids getting taken and stuff like that, but it doesn't hit as hard until it hits home. So
agreed.
We would definitely be, you know, on this human sex trafficking stuff, because I believe 100% that it was something of that nature. But I thank God that he gave you wisdom and gave you an ear to hear and eyes to see what was going on. And he gave you the power to do to do the right thing instead of doing what you wanted to do. You know what I mean?
You know, at the end of the day, I had to remember that I'm a black woman, I'm a black mother who has a beautiful black daughter that needs her today, out here. And all of that was going through my mind. If you go to jail today, right now, who's going to take your child? Who's going to take her?
Right.
Where is she going to go right now? Especially since I'm doing everything I can to protect her. And that was another thing, you know, people were saying, why didn't you should have just beat her ass and you should have just did this? Well, let me tell you, you should have just been there. You could have did it for me. I could
right.
not do it and walk home and go home, drive home, go home, walk home, whatever. I was going to jail because
right.
I had put my hands on somebody and the cops would have asked me what happened later. I would have had to just go out. It would have just been a court case. We would have had to work it out in court. But I would
right.
still probably be in jail right now if I don't have bail. If I didn't have a bail money, whatever, Plano would have set for me. But I would have never been able to explain to my daughter nor to anybody else, which really my daughter is the only one who needs the explanation, why I did what I did and why I cannot be at home tonight. It would be gut-wrenching for the next two, three years trying to get through this case. Now, instead, I'm fighting back smartly
right.
and trying to make sure girls are saved. Period, point blank, every single day. My child
Let
and everybody
you.
Else.
I really want to throw this out there because of the simple fact that when the police came and when you told them everything, it was kind of a brush off in a sense. So my thing is, okay, what if that would have been a little white girl? And I'm just being honest. What if that would have been a little white girl? Would they have made a bigger deal out of it, you know, like they would do if it was a little white girl and that would have happened to her. You know what I'm saying? Like really, honestly, you know, even though we call the police, what was done? What was the end game? You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like they should have did more, and I feel like they would have did more had it been another race. So,
100% agreed. I walked away from there feeling like I literally walked away feeling like you got to do this yourself. You have nobody to protect you. You have no one to protect your daughter. At the end of the day, he didn't do nothing but come take a report. That's what he did.
Which is crazy because it seems like nowadays us as black people it's not a problem until it's already too late. The person's gone or the person's dead, and then you want to possibly try to do something. You know what I mean?
Yep. And again, that's why I say I can't play. I can't play around with mine. You know, I can't play around with nobody. You know, so mission changing. All mission changed. Brand new mission. Help women
mm-hmm.
who've been victims or are still in human trafficking situations. I mean, 100%. We're even starting a brand new show. It's going to start on Thursday night, and we're going to highlight, you know, cases. We're going to talk about different cases, different things that are going on. So, in the world, because a lot of people they don't know. They don't know what's happening. They don't stay abreast of the situation. They see what's going on right there in their little world. They may watch the news. They may not. They see a little social media stuff happening, and then they go to bed. They don't really realize that this stuff is literally happening all around them, and it is. It's you know, they're snatching kids up from the mall. They're snatching them up from the bookstore. They're getting them out of school. I mean, they're getting them from the nail salon. Thank God I didn't send the girls in and say, all right, girls, here you go. Here's $50 a piece. Go enjoy yourself or whatever. You know, or take my, you know, what? I didn't just give her some money and say, here, go enjoy yourself, and I'll see you later. You know, think about the people that actually do that.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it's insane. Another scenario that I was given, and I want to tell you about this too, another scenario that I was given was, of course, this was the one scenario that we had. Somebody else came to me and said, what if, you know, what if they were actually going to proposition you for your daughter? I said, excuse me?
What
if they were going to proposition me for money because I'm, quote-unquote, black? What they said is I'm single. I have no ring on my finger. This is their exact words. You are single. You have no ring on your finger, and they see that you have no ring on your finger. Now you have your daughter here, and they think of black people as some people, not all, certain races, cultures, ethnicities look at black people as the lowest of low. And maybe they assume that I was desperate enough to take some money for my child.
Wow.
It's a scenario that was thrown out there for me, right? So now somebody comes up to me and says, hey, listen, because they got my picture. They know who my daughter is, right? So now they're coming up to me talking about, hey, listen, you know, I know you ain't got a lot of money, or they don't know what I got, but they might say that. Hey, I know you, you know, hey, what's up? You know, if you want to, you know, I don't know how they come to you, but I'm just saying, I thought that was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Either scenario is absolutely disgusting. So, and again, these are only, that is only allegedly, the you know, we really don't know what the whole scheme was in the beginning, but we do know there was a scheme, we do know there was a plot, and we shut that shit down.
Huh.
I ain't said so many cuss words on a radio show in my entire 11 years of radio. Excuse me, everybody, my apologies. And that's real talk. I am not saying this many foul words on a radio show in my 11 years. I don't even know why I'm so angry, but I do know why I'm so angry. But
I'm about to say that, yeah. That honestly, that shouldn't be no apology in that, because, you know, just there shouldn't be no apology, period, point blank. It's not. That shouldn't be. You don't have to excuse yourself for saying something like that, because you saw it with your own eyes. We had witnesses, you know what I'm saying? So there's no apology. Now, all it is now is just getting justice and making sure they do nothing like that again. If that calls for them to get shut down, if that calls for them to get raided, you know, so be it. But guess what? They ain't doing it to nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing I will say, a couple of things have transpired since Thursday night when it happened. One of the first things is some people actually were putting on the page, which I didn't tell anybody to do this part. I didn't tell anybody to do anything, actually. But people were putting on the nail shop. It's called A Nail Bar here in Plano, Texas. They were putting on their page, don't go here, don't go here, you know, sex trafficking scheme possible, you know. And someone from that facility went, and it had to have been the owner, co-owner, manager, somebody, from the A Nail Bar, made a comment underneath one of those comments, one of those reviews. It was a review that was left on Google. And underneath the review, he admitted that Lena is her name, did have her phone out. He admitted that Lena was on the phone with a male friend when she was on the phone, when she was servicing a client, and that Lena has since been fired. Now, if she did nothing wrong, if you were just on a phone call with somebody, then why would you fire her?
Right.
Second of all, they fired her. They fired her so they can get. They thought they were going to get rid of something. No, you didn't do nothing but cause more alarm for me.
Right. You just made yourself look guilty.
I'm glad she needs to be fired, but she ain't going to do nothing but go to another salon and do the same background thing with the same person that was on the phone.
Yeah, and they probably just did that. They probably just did that just to think that, oh, it'll all go away if I just get rid of it. Well, if they have something to do with it, then, you know, it don't stop with just firing her. You know what I mean? Especially if you have something to do with it, like they said, you know. So firing
allegedly.
Somebody that – allegedly, right. So firing somebody is okay. How many times do you allow your workers to be on the phone? And if you do – then, you know, it was, I don't know, man. All I'm saying is that you know, that I heard
a bunch of nonsense. The manager admitted to me while we were standing there that she had no, because I was saying, what is she supposed to be on her phone for? She has no business being on her phone, ma'am. Right. So since you know she don't have no business on her phone, you can see her standing there deleting stuff, go get her phone. You know, she never went over there. She doodled around, and ma'am, there must be a mistake. Let me tell you something, lady. somebody just accused you, that person right over there, of something so gut-wrenching, you might want to go get that phone. You might want to help yourself, ma'am, as a business owner. You might want to go smash that phone up out of her hand. She never did it. In my mind, if somebody has accused one of my staff members, ma'am, I'm going to need you to pass that phone up. Yeah, excuse me, Lena, I'm going to need you to pass that phone over. Stop, stop, whatever you're doing, stop right now, because we need to confiscate that. At this moment, it looks as if you may have a 14-year-old girl on that picture, or of a picture of somebody that you're not supposed to. So let's go ahead and handle this appropriately. She never did it because she knew, allegedly. I don't want to hear it. So it has been very, very – shout out to everybody who's tuned in tonight. Thank y'all so much for listening. We had like over 300 listeners to the show we had on last Tuesday, Where is Alyssa Part 1. Tonight was supposed to be Part 2, and we are going to have Part 2 of Where is Alyssa. Again, Alyssa is a 14-year-old girl missing out of Houston, Texas. She vanished from the safety of her home. There's some conflicting reports. She either left at 12 midnight or 3 a.m. Either way, whenever she left into a gut-wrenching neighborhood where it is riddled with sex trafficking and sex traffickers. So she has not been seen for 6 months, and we believe she is in grave danger at this point. But unfortunately, her parents still have her listed as a runaway. They have not changed that to a missing child at all. And because of that, there is absolutely nothing, quote unquote, that we can do, quote unquote. But God, hallelujah. Shout out to, due to that interview, there were so many incredible people that actually have been reaching out to try and help find Alyssa. And so we appreciate all of those resources that are going to help find Alyssa. You know, she's just an incredible young lady. She's 14 years old. No matter what she's been through, when she comes back, and we pray to God that she comes back, that she will be able to be healed from everything that she's gone through and seen. We have gotten some reports, and we just, you know, we just want to make sure that no matter what, she's safe. You know, we just want to make so whatever we got to do, you know, we're going to do it. If it means going back to Houston, you know, I have not been to do this, but we do know there was a team that went down to Houston and passed out flyers. And we got to do that again. We're totally willing. We Talk Radio is here to do whatever it is that we need to do. Speaking of calls, after the situation happened with me on last Thursday and people began to see that video, I literally started getting phone calls from people I have not talked to in years. And it was so amazing to see the outpour of people, text, calls, emails. I never in a million years can go back and tell all 10,000 of you who made a comment, thank you. I actually tried to start going in and responding to comments. That's not going to work. It's over 10,000 now. There's no way in the world. Want to tell you thank you so much for the love, the support. I got a phone call from I was actually sitting at a friend of mine's house. Me and my daughter went just to get out for a quick second on, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, something like that, Saturday, and went out for a quick second just to get out of this house, you know, and, you know, just to get somewhere in another safe location. And as I was sitting there, I was getting phone calls already, but I got a phone call about 11:30, 12 at night, and I got a phone call. And the person on the other end said, well, I need to bring my guns. I said, excuse me? Where I need to go? Just tell me where I need to go right now. Where do I need to bring my guns right now? And I didn't realize, mine is 11:30 at night. It's a couple days removed. I didn't recognize the phone number, so I didn't know who it was. I was like, well, who is this? And it was a good friend of mine named Jay, who I haven't talked to probably in, I mean, oh, my goodness, probably 2-3 years. It's been a long time. It's people like that. T. Smiley, who reached out to my daughter, you know, just to make sure she was okay. I mean, it's people like that who, you know, I mean, like, just all the love and support that just, I'm telling you, the outpouring. You know, shout out to each and every one of you who wanted to bring your guns. Shout out to Jay, even to the ones that just wanted to pray for me. Shout out to Miss Marguerite Johnson, Miss Sylvia Donovan-Hine, everybody. I can't even begin to name everybody, like, for real. Thank you. Thank you so much. The next, people will want to know what's next. The next thing is we stay on it and we don't let it die so that they won't find it, because they're going to try and find other ways to be tricky and sneaky, right? Let's stay on top of it. Let's be tricky and sneaky too. right? Let's figure out the ways they're trying to snatch these kids up and beat them to the punch, so that we can always be ahead of the curves. That's what's next at the end of the day. You know, I'm not going to stand in front of that school with a picket sign, because at the end of the day, my resources right now are better much served literally trying to get an investigation done instead of standing there out there sweating with a picket sign. I'm only going to stop a few people from going into that store if I stand out there with a picket sign. If I get on this phone and keep calling these numbers I'm calling, keep all the FBI, the BBB, and everybody else that I'm reaching out to make it happen and do a proper investigation, that's what's going to happen. Hit people in their pocketbook. Real talk. I can hit them in the pocketbook by standing out in the front. I'm only going to stop $300, $400, $500. I want to vet a real snatch of their pocketbook, real talk. And we don't want to put a little small dent. I want to snatch that bad boy up, okay? Because we don't want nobody having funding to fund nothing like this at all. Real talk. So, man, I thank everybody for being a part of the show and just, you know, man, the outpouring of love, like I said, is absolutely insane. We have over 300 listeners that just tuned into that one episode last week with Alyssa Part 1. And we're going to give you everything. I'm going to bring Jennifer back, which is the aunt of Alyssa. We're going to talk about all of the other, because there's so much that has actually happened since that day, just trying to find Alyssa. I will tell you this. We actually interviewed the paternal grandmother of Alyssa, but it looks as if the maternal grandmother of Alyssa has reached out to us and wants to talk. So we are trying to, you know, put all that together so we can have a conversation with her. And hopefully, you know, she, you know, has information that she can give to the police department, so on and so forth. That also, you know, just it was not an attempt to put the parents in a bad light. No, it was an attempt to make sure that no matter what, the truth got out. If the parents were seen in a bad light, oh, you know, so be it. We didn't want the parents to be seen in a bad light. But if indeed they need to be in that bad light, shine the spotlight on that ass. That's all I'm saying. Because at the end of the day, that child is still missing, and that the mother of that child didn't want us to do any kind of interview. She didn't want nothing to happen. We were like, wait, I don't understand. We just talked to the father. The father's like, get everything out. Post interviews, post flyers, do everything. But once they realized it was We Talk Radio and the reach that we had, they wanted to shut it down. And it was interesting. We were like, wait, no. That's not how this goes. We're looking for Alyssa. Our plan is to find Alyssa. And, mother, our plan is still looking for Alyssa. We will find her. Okay? Amen. So, again, I just want to thank all y'all for tuning in to this incredible show, being a part of the show. Chief Smiley, listen, you I know this situation has kind of made you speechless. I know you have nieces. You have daughters. You have so many females, so many girls wrapped around you. Like, what are you, you and your family, what are y'all doing to talk to your nieces about and your daughters and stuff about stuff that's going on like this and how to watch out for it?
Well, I mean, again, you know, it's one of those, you know, my nieces, I have nieces around the same age, and, you know, my biggest concern now is the you know, just the safety of them just being out. You know, sometimes they walk to school, you know what I'm saying? So, that's a big concern of mine, because you never know, you know what I mean? I did tell them that they have to walk home with a group. Don't walk home by yourself. Walk home with a group, you know, and walk. Don't walk back roads. Walk the main road, you know what I mean? So a lot of people, so people can see you, you know, and then, like I said, you know, just being with a group of people, or being with, you know, not even a group, being with, you know, don't walk by yourself, you know, and always have your cell phone with you. If you got to be on the phone with somebody the whole time you walking home, do that. But, you know, just having an eye, look around, check your surroundings and all that. And, you know, as far as, you know, my daughters, my own daughters, you know, they're small. So, there's no going outside in the front, you know, by yourself at the house. You know, if you're going to go outside in the backyard, which you have a, you know, big private backyard and a big fence and stuff like that. But still, even still, stuff like that, you know, you just never know. So, if you're going to be outside, but make sure your mom or your grandmother or your uncle or whoever, you know, make sure that somebody's out there or somebody's watching you, you know what I'm saying? Make sure they're watching you if you're going to be outside. It's hard. It's a hard subject. It is, because not only do you think about that stuff, you know, and you want them to, you know, be safe. It makes me angry. If I'm just going to be 100, it makes me very, very angry. And T. Smiley hardly gets angry, but when I get angry, it's just what it is. So I mean, sometimes I don't have a level head, and I'm just putting that out there. I don't have a level head when it comes to things like this. All I see is, you know, if anything happens, you know, then it's consequences. So I don't want to speak too much because I'm, you know, just talking about it makes you know, got me boiling. But at the end of the day, I know we're doing the right thing as far as trying to, you know, stop this, you know. And so, yeah, I'm very passionate right now, and you know, it's just one of those things. I'm sorry, it's just one of those things. It just got me upset. So I'll be all right, but I'm just upset, you know. So.
Trust me, I 100% understand. You know, it has a lot of people upset, and like I said, I'm actually glad the video. When I went live, my only intention was really to protect myself and my daughter. That was really why I went live.
But
I wanted to make sure. No, go ahead.
No, I just, you know, your only intention was to make sure your daughter was all right. But at the end of the day, the spotlight needed to be shined on this situation, and I'm glad.
And that was my secondary reason. Yes, yeah, because I needed a spotlight. I needed a witness to a certain degree. I knew the cops wasn't going to be, you know, I just knew. I was like, yeah, they're not going to have my back on this one. And I didn't need the world to stand up for me and have my back, but I needed a spotlight to be shined. It was so easy for this to happen. I was like, oh, hell no. No. I need a witness, and I need other people to see how easy this can happen. And that was the reason why I went live. It took me a second or two to even, like, speak because I was so, like, I just wanted to scream. I wanted to hit a brick wall, and I wanted to take that little lady's head through the brick wall as I was hitting it.
Man.
Just being honest. Just being 100% honest. And I'm not a violent person. I used to be, and I'm trying not to go back to trying my best not to go back to where I used to be back in the day.
Right.
So I'm actually proud of myself that I did not go there. I'm proud of myself that I was able to actually talk and have a intelligent conversation because my mind wasn't nowhere near intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't nowhere near, nowhere. It wasn't nothing intelligent happening there. It was all dumb. Even that cop telling me BBB and then telling me, well, you can come back and talk to the owner. Say what?
You know what I mean? And that's where the frustration comes in at, is because, you know, People say, oh, all cops not, you know, bad cops and this and that. But you know, when you have a situation like this, it's kind of, and then they don't do anything. It's kind of okay. So you know, what the hell y'all here for? You know what I'm saying? What y'all here for?
His name was Officer Dollar, and he ain't worth a daggum dollar bill.
He ain't worth a cent. Shit. I'm sorry.
Real talk.
Who's that?
The way you came out there and did absolutely nothing, I will say this.
Nothing.
Before I left my house, I was sitting in my window. I was working, and I heard right outside my window. And I looked. It was a car wreck right outside, literally right outside. I was like, whoa. I saw three cop cars and all these cops. And I'm like, man, for accident, golly, y'all got
for
the street jammed
really?
Up out there, boy. For a little old fender bender. It wasn't even nothing where it needed no help. Nobody needed no help, none of that. It wasn't none of that. They didn't need no ambulances. They didn't need no helicopters. None of that. They didn't need no fire truck. But you got three cops over there. I called because of a situation where my daughter could potentially be, where I'm going through something so horrific. where it looks like I'm potentially about to be a part of some kind of sex trafficking ring, we got one cop and one cop car.
And they do absolutely nothing.
I thought that that's funny how I was able to see all of these cops. I'm talking about when I left my house, the cops, one of them was still there, like chilling on the side, just chilling. Matter of fact, it looked like they had somebody must have been walking down the street and they must have pulled him to the side like he was doing something wrong. I mean, the man, let him walk down the street if he's drunk. Maybe he just left a bar and he's trying to get back home. Leave the man alone. You know, I mean, for real, they had him end up on the side of the street. I'm like, okay, well, they got something else to do. I guess after they dealt with the accident, somebody else must have walked up on them or something. I don't know. But all of a sudden, now here I am with one cop car and one officer, Officer Dollar, who decided to tell me to call the Better Business Bureau, which, according to him, is all he could tell me to do. He had no other suggestions for me. I've heard a couple of other suggestions. The FBI, call the all kind of people. I've got all kind of great suggestions, but not from Officer Dollar. So shout out to the police departments who are actually working. Again, if that was all he could give me, so be it.
No, I could have did more.
He could have did more. You could have investigated that a little bit more, Officer Dollar. Shame on you.
Yeah.
100%. You could have done a little bit more. There was a child that was potentially at stake. Was it because she was a little black girl? You didn't want to do too much? Or you didn't feel like it was a need? Well, let me just tell you, you didn't have to feel like it was a need. Mama Bear got this back. Mama's going to handle it for her. Don't worry, Officer Dama. Thank you. For all of your help. We truly appreciate it. I'm going to bring CP in because it looks like CP just got here. So I'll bring CP in here so she can chat it up with us for a few minutes. What's going on, CP?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, CP, how you doing?
Hey, doing good.
Listen, for those of you who are just tuned in, this is the Kia D Unplugged Show, and we are live here on We Talk Radio Network. This is, of course, me, Kia D, T Smiley, CP, my Hot Topic panelist. CP, we're really kind of just talking about what happened on last Thursday at the nail shop. Did you actually have a chance to see the video?
I did. I thought it was a crying shame. And that's the reason I feel like so many people, they need to see this, because this stuff goes on and people really don't realize, you know, when you go into places like that, really what's going on behind the scenes. So they really need to be informed, and people needed to see that. And people that are taking their kids to these nail shops and leaving their kids there and then, you know, going back and claiming they're picking them up, you don't know what is going on in these different places. You know, so sex trafficking is so heavy in the Dallas area, you know. People just don't understand, you know, until they really see something like that video, and hopefully they take it to heart and start keeping their kids close to them. So, I think something needs to be done to those people, but what? I don't know what could be done, because they all seem to cover up for each other. And you'll never get down to the truth of the matter, you know.
Nope.
So.
No, because they're going to cover up for each other. And what's interesting, I found out recently, is Dallas is actually a sex trafficking hub.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And wow. So if they know Dallas is a sex trafficking hub and they send out one cop and then this cop tell you to call, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. It's definitely frustrating.
Well, I wouldn't look for too much to, you know, be resolved in this thing, because, like I said, they cover up for each other.
Don't worry about the cops. Shout out to the Plano Police Department. Oh, don't worry.
No,
I ain't worried
no
about
no
them
out.
Doing nothing at all. I've moved on from them.
We ain't gonna give Plano no shout out. Screw them niggas. Shit.
Listen, at the end of the day, they did not do enough. They said their hands were tied, they couldn't do nothing else. Great. Now it's up to me to do the rest. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
Their hands wouldn't have been tied if you would have put your hands on them. That's all I had to say. That's all I got to say. Had we been up there, as black people, been up there and would have laid some hands on these folks, then all of a sudden you want to send by 4 or 5 cops, and then we would be at fault because you shouldn't have done this in a business situation or something like that. Well, if we tell you the story of what happened, then who at fault? Who's more at fault? Because you have a minor on the phone on your phone that you're recording, taking pictures of, and this and that, and then you mean tell me you can't do nothing about that, but you want to get on to us because we're protecting the minor? You know what I'm saying?
According to them on that day, T. Smiley, there was no video with my daughter. But according to the Google message that person left, there was a video with my daughter. There was not a video. There was a video call with my daughter. They put that in black and white. But there was a video call with my daughter. But they have since fired Lena because of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what is behind the video call?
Nobody can quote unquote tell you, but Riley, who was on that video call, who saw the man give her a thumbs up, and it was very nasty like, and it wasn't like a hey how you doing thumbs up. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't like a she turned the phone around, oops, thumbs up.
Right.
It was thumbs up.
So let me ask you this. So did the cop even talk to Riley to get the – because the thing about it is you have to have
– I made him talk to her first. I made him talk to her first. He went back in and talked to them.
Right.
That's correct.
And then it's nothing after that.
And she told them what was going on specifically. And the witness said, and she took pictures of the mom too. And they asked the lady – why would you be taking pictures of this of her? Why would you do that? I don't know. I don't have a reason. She had no reason to take a picture of me. It's not their protocol, because the cop asked her, is it your standard protocol, ma'am, to take pictures of the clients that are in here? No. Why would you be then taking a picture of her?
Okay, so
what do you need a picture of the mom for in your phone?
So to me, I feel like there should be questions, there should be the attention turned not only
right
to, the, to the to the yeah that should be attention on the nail salon as well as the cop. That's how I feel, because if you're gonna do nothing about it, you know what I'm saying, what would happen if another cop came and said no, we need to do something? You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like that cop needs to be investigated too. So
and because she said she deleted the picture, he did nothing else about it.
But how do we know that she deleted the picture?
According to the officer, he said she deleted it.
But
by word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
According to the officer.
By word of mouth.
Yeah.
He just
it was deleted.
I deleted it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. She was deleting a whole lot of stuff in that phone. Remember I told you she was standing over there deleting? I knew she was scrolling and deleting, and I wasn't even standing. I was 10 feet away from her. I couldn't even see the face of her phone. But by the way she was looking up at me, terrified, and looking back down at that phone, scared to death, she was deleting whatever she had to get up out that phone. And
so
it was more pictures than just me.
Right. I was going to say, so you really don't know how many kids.
No, I do not. Or their parents. I have no idea. No.
Right.
But she was scared because she knew she was caught.
And you said they said they fired her.
Yeah. They put a post on Google saying they fired her. They responded to somebody because their reviews are just going crazy on them. And
really?
Somebody from the nail bar decided to respond. and they said, yes, there was a video that a 14-year-old girl was on, a video call with Lena, and Lena has since been fired from the nail salon. It was inappropriate for Lena to do this.
Yes. Mm. Well, there was not a conversation between Lena and the 14-year-old. They got that one wrong.
There was a conversation
with her when the lady was taking her picture.
No,
it
she was not.
It wasn't like holding a conversation. This lady was illegally taking her picture because Raleigh did not tell her, you know, that it was okay to take the picture.
They didn't take Raleigh's picture. What she did was that she kept getting up from her seat. They kept trying to get her to go back to the back to get her eyebrows done or just whatever. You know, hey, you need to get your eyebrows done. And Raleigh was like, no, I'm fine. And finally, the lady goes back to the back. She comes back with her cell phone in her hand. Raleigh says she's talking on a video call. The lady sits down in her chair. She turns the phone around so the front of the screen is facing Riley.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Riley says she sees a man. The lady then repositions the phone so that the man can see her better. Then he gives Riley a thumbs up. Then they ask the lady who's doing Riley's nails, which is Lena, asks her how old she is. That's when Raleigh knew someone right.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kid not no dummy. She know when something ain't right. She been to 1,000 nail shops and she ain't no, don't nobody ask, don't nobody keep trying to get her back to the back. Don't nobody be trying to ask her how old she is. Don't nobody be, they don't do all that. It was just too much. Another thing that got me that I should have known but I didn't know at the time, the man who was doing my nails, mind you, I've gone there several times, but they've never seen Riley. And so when he says to me three times, and you know, I've been there in the seat about 10 minutes, three times he told me, oh, she's so pretty, talking about Riley. And then he says, out of the blue, she's so cute. So I'm thinking maybe she was doing something that, you know, and there was a language barrier. Maybe I was thinking maybe he's uncomfortable, so he don't know what to say to me because he'd already asked me seven times how I was doing. Literally seven. He pushed me in my chair when I went to go sit down. He pushed me to go back to the back, and then he pushed me in the chair. He didn't push me with force with his arms. He just used his fingers. It was like it was just his fingers moving. Because I was thinking, why is he doing that? And then I'm like, well, maybe he realized because the last time I was there, I told the person that was checking me out, man, I really like him. He's strong with his fingers. I like that, man. So I was thinking that he was like, yeah, I'm gonna show him my finger work. You know, we go into the nail shop to be relaxed. I was relaxed. I wasn't, you know, red flags weren't coming up at all. I didn't see them. And I think that was another reason why I'm glad this interview is getting out there, because I didn't see them. I didn't see the signs. I'm sitting right around all the signs, but because I'm in a comfortable place where I think I'm supposed to be comfortable, I did not see the signs. There's no excuse. But it happened. And at the end of the day, I'm just extremely thankful that Riley is still here. She's safe and sound. We are working through. It is some incredible issues. You wouldn't even believe the level of issues that a person would, even me, having to just deal with this stuff now. You know, again, as soon as it happened, right after it happened, we had already had a trip planned to go to get our nails done, then we're going to go shopping right after that. And I thought to myself, I don't even want to be, like, it was a limbo thing. Like, what are we doing? Like, are we going home? We can't go home. I can't go home. You have to remember, I've gone to this location several times. One of the officer asked me, do you feel they have your address? And I said, they have my address, 100%. And of course they have my address. I use my credit card there several times, so they know who I am. They know where I live. Now they got a picture. They got Riley on video. They got me on picture. Now Riley's standing there having to listen to this and realizing, oh my goodness, they know where we live potentially.
Uh-huh.
And so being at home is extremely hard for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the cop. You got the cop. She sees the cop that's supposed to protect and serve to do nothing.
That's where
I'm angry at, because
mm-hmm.
you know that's
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's why we have to protect our babies. We have to do it. If no one else is going to do it, we have to do it, period, point blank. No excuse.
Right.
We don't wait on anybody. We don't wait on the cops to protect our babies. We protect our own children.
Yep. Yep.
And that's where we are.
Yeah, and, you know, and you think about it, how many parents have left their kids at the nail shop.
Mm.
Yep.
Open to predators.
What are they asking your kids when they go there? Are they asking them, oh, how old are you? Are they asking them, because you're going to pay with your credit card. What school you go to? Oh, okay, because you don't know what they asking your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, kids
mm-hmm.
are so friendly, and some of them know, some of them don't. And they'll just begin answering all questions. They'll answer everything. Oh, yeah, my social security number is such and such. My mama's social security number is such and such, too. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're
going to
answer
uh-huh.
everything they know because they're in a comfortable position. Mommy
right.
has left me in the hands of these people who she feels comfortable leaving me with, so I must be able to trust them.
Yep.
And then no offense on when I say this, but they'll talk English to you, but then they get to talking in the other language. You don't know what they're saying.
That is,
and I heard recently, I have confirmed recently that allegedly they are making fun of us 100% when
That's
they're speaking in their language.
Yep.
When they have you in their chair. Let me tell you what was so interesting about that day. There was a lady by the name of Jennifer that actually called me over to tell me that the lady had taken a picture of me as well. And that same lady, prior to that happening, I was in a state of euphoric. I mean, I was just in a state of bliss and just trying to relax and get my nails done. But I'll never forget the laughter. I have never heard laughter like that. They were laughing so hard. And when I looked up, there was this lady named Jennifer. Her face was so uncomfortable because I think she thought they were talking about her. And you know how somebody looks like they kind of smile halfway like that. And I was like, I kind of turned my head and I smiled back, but then I kind of looked away because I was like, well, I hope they laughing at me because they were sure laughing at something.
Right. So my point is, you never know what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what they're saying. And they could be setting things up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the thing about it is they thought they had somebody. They thought they got away.
Right.
But they just got caught up in their mess. So.
Right. You know, that's why I truly believe this. English should be. Our country, the United States, we speak English here. I think English should be the language that when people come over, that's the language that they need to speak.
You know, for me, it's one of those things where I could care less what language you speak. I don't care because when I go to another country, I'm going to speak my English, and I'm going to speak it well. And I don't want you to say nothing to me about what I'm speaking. I don't care what language you speak, as long as you're respectful.
Well, as you could see, they were trying to be respectful, but they were speaking their own language. So you don't know what they're saying. You don't know. I think English should be the dominant language in our country. They need to learn to speak it. And I believe if they're around us, they need to speak English only.
Well, they know how to speak it very well. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah, they know how to speak
they
it.
They know
well.
How to
yeah,
understand it and speak it. They just speak it where they want to speak it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's not get it twisted. And another scenario that I was given is that maybe this lady, Lena, allegedly was a victim herself. And she's been put in a situation where she has to find additional girls because that happens. Shout out to a girl by the name of Chong Kim. I interviewed her last year. She is absolutely amazing. She talks about her story of surviving, being a victim of human trafficking, and how she was a madam, and how she had to go out and get young girls. It was gut-wrenching for me to do this interview. Seriously, just listening to it. Because, one, I knew what she had to do. Two, a person who has to live with themselves after knowing they did something like that is hard. And listening to it and now having to actually see what could have potentially. Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, let me tell you something. Yeah, I'm ticked off beyond ticked. I'm still fuming as much as I was that day. I've tried to calm down, actually. But it has been extremely difficult.
Yeah.
It has been extremely difficult.
And just because Tina's been fired, you don't know who else in there is behind all of it.
We don't. And that's why when the officer on the video said, if you want to come back and talk to the owner tomorrow or, you know, sometime tomorrow, looks like you'll be back here from out of town, I'm thinking, no, I don't want to talk to him. I want the FBI to talk to them. That's all. I don't need to have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
No. Because if this went on in your location, in your facility, and this woman was so comfortable doing that in front of you, she didn't hide it from nobody around her. Everybody knew what she was doing, including the man who was sitting with me. He was in on it because he asked me how old my child was. He said, how old? I didn't realize that the lady had, Lena, had just asked Riley how old she was. And all of a sudden, the man asked me how old my daughter is. And I'm like, because you remember, she's young. So I'm thinking, well, maybe when he asking how old your daughter, I'm thinking, well, maybe he's trying to give me the discount or something. That's all that was on my mind, the 12 and under, 13 and under discount. I said, oh, she's 14. You know, I ain't going to lie. You know, I ain't going to lie, but she's 10, and knowing she's 25, you know. So I was like, oh, no, she's 14. And all of a sudden, he said something in his language to the other lady. And he was basically repeating that she was 14. And then he says to me, oh, she says she's 12. And I said, huh? No, she's 14. And that's when Riley jumps up. So I'm thinking, really, my first thought was, okay, she's embarrassed. She must have actually been trying to get the discount. I must have messed it up. Now she's embarrassed. First thought. And then I was like, well, no, that ain't it, because Riley, we don't walk around like that when we're just going to be trying to get discounts and stuff. Like, what? But again, in a state of euphoric bliss, thinking, we're at a nail shop. As, you know, well, I'm looking around the room. I literally looked around the room like, could somebody have heard her? I was like, no, that's a little short. Short lady, she can't hurt nobody. No joke. That's just my first thought. So, again, we have to get that misconception out of our head where it looks like a certain person, like we're looking for a certain person that's going to be doing these things. No, no, no. Sex traffickers look like anybody. They look like kids nowadays because they actually have kids going out and getting kids. They also do it online, and that's why you have to watch your kids. I also found out this. Roblox allegedly records your address and will put your address on the black market if they capture it. So I know your children, if they're out there doing these Roblox, you need to actually see what this Roblox system is and make sure that they're not giving out any information at all, including their phone number. Because, see, a lot of times they'll use these other kids as bait.
Yeah.
And so your daughter or son is thinking they're talking to another 8 or 12 or 10-year-old, but they're actually talking to an 8 or 12 or 10-year-old that's being guided and leaded by a 40, 50, 70-year-old nasty, perverted man. So we want to be extremely careful. Right? We have to be very, very, very careful that we're not giving out any additional information that we need to online, period, point blank.
Right.
Oh, man.
You know, parents, just beware. You know, keep your eyes open and your kids close.
And, you know, what's so interesting is back in 2012, 13, I was featured on a show because I was, I am so, because I am such a mama bear and won't let my kids do anything, quote unquote. And I was told to loosen up. And I refused to loosen up because when you loosen up, this is what happens.
Yep.
Shout out to Dr. Phil and Deion Sanders, who tried their best to convert me over to loosening up, but it did not work. A shout out to y'all. Love you.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why we cannot loosen up, because they know how to get in. They, and they're, again, coming up with additional crazy ways in order to traffic our children, in order to trick them. They're even putting them in school districts now, I can only imagine. You know, somebody said something to me the other day about teachers. I was having a conversation. I was saying that, man, the educational system, man, they got all kind of perverts, you know. But hey, we didn't have all that, you know, where women were coming on to the kids and having sex with the kids in the closet at the schools. You know. And they were saying that being an educator is the fastest fast track way to get in front of as many kids as possible.
Yeah.
And so
that's why you
a lot
see
of pedophiles.
And that's why so many cases of the 23-year-old teachers or the 26-year-old teachers that's going into these middle schools and doing all this stuff, and then they mess around and get caught, you know, having sex with the boys and or doing performing oral sex on them in the classroom when they're supposed to be at lunch or whatever the case may be, and they're getting caught in that stuff. So, you're right.
And it's just sick. I mean, LaTourneau, you remember that lady LaTourneau? She just recently passed away. Man, what was her name? She actually had two children by a young boy that she had gotten in middle school. She got pregnant. He was in middle school. And then she ended up going to jail. They got married or something like that, but they ended up getting divorced. Her and the young boy, they ended up getting married. So I'm wondering if these crazy people think that maybe this is the outcome for them too. No, she went to prison. Let's not forget that.
She sure did.
Wow.
And I think didn't he keep the kids?
He kept the kids and they stayed married after she got out of prison. But later on, they actually ended up getting divorced, and I think she ended up dying a few years later. I think she died about 2 years ago.
Did she? I didn't know she died.
I think she died. If I'm not mistaken, she passed away about 2 years ago. She's still alive. I'm sorry, y'all, but I think she passed away about 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Crazy. Yeah, but they, you know, people think they can get away with it. Again, you stay woke, folk. We don't know what it looks like. Just keep your children close. Trust no one. Don't let them go to nobody's house. Don't let them spend the night. Creepers creep in the middle of the night. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
So please be careful with your children. Wrap them up in your arms. Let them know how much you love them. Spend a little extra time with them. Take them out to dinner. Go to wherever. Go driving. Do whatever it is. Just do something different. And spend some time with them. My daughter's taking music lessons now. You know, I mean, she is excited about taking music lessons now. So she started, matter of fact, the very next day. We already had lessons set up. But the very next day, she started taking piano lessons. So she's actually excited about taking piano. May end up doing guitar and drums later on after she gets piano down, just to keep her mind focused, you know, because right now due to COVID, you know, even though the state is, you know what's interesting? The state's been lifted up, and somebody mentioned that on my Facebook page. It's like, that's all you saw is the fact that I had my mask on. It was like, she got her mask on? Ain't she in the state where they done lifted the mandate on the mask? It's like, that's all you got from this video? Man, there's some idiotic folk out there in the world. Boy, I tell you, it's some dumb, I won't fall short of saying it, dumb people in the world. If that's what you got from that video is my mask being on.
That's a shame. That's a fool. That's the
yeah. fool. Yeah,
that's
for real. And I pray they don't have no kids around them.
You know, just because fool said we could take them off, we not being foolish. We going to keep them
yeah,
on
seriously.
And keep them in.
Right.
Even outside, they was like, and she outside. I was like, yes, and outside. I didn't respond to any of those, but it's just I did respond to one. But you know, she was just like, you didn't have to go live for that. You know, you could have just called the cops. No, baby girl, a lot of lives were saved because of this video. 100%.
Right.
100%. So,
well,
I pray to God you ain't got no
got,
kids around you either.
Yep. Well, they got their blinders on, so let them keep their blinders on.
Well,
I just don't know what to say.
Their blinders on. Mm-hmm.
You can't because you'll end up having blinders on too, trying to keep up with them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I there's no way to say it other than keep your babies close, love on your children for real. Any other news we need to talk about? Voting. CP. I know we got voting stuff coming up. Let's talk about that real quick, and then I'm gonna have T Smiley, if you don't mind closing us out in prayer.
Yeah, we have voting coming up. I think the last day to register, I think it's the 14th, I believe. But, you know, voting's coming up in May. I can't tell you who to run for, you know, or who to pick and choose because I only know about a couple people in Fort Worth. I know Deborah Peoples is running for mayor. Our mayor over here is retiring, and so Deborah Peoples is one of the ones that's going to be running for mayor over here. That's all I know.
Nice.
I don't know about Dallas. I know Ron Wright was in, I think he's in Arlington or Dallas. He passed
he's in
away,
Dallas.
So I know his position is open. So.
Oh, my goodness. No, I think that's in Arlington.
Yeah. I think it's in Arlington.
And we've got another man in Fort Worth that's running. His name is, oh, goodness gracious, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to pull it out. His name is Patrick Moses. Patrick Moses is running in Fort Worth as well. So he's actually somebody who we're getting set up to be on the Cave Radio show as well as the Key and the Unplugged show. So, but, yeah, that's Patrick Moses. He's actually
running
as well.
For?
He's running for congressman.
Oh, okay.
He's running for congressman in Fort Worth, and I apologize. I cannot remember the district, but he is running for congressman in Fort Worth. So this is going to be a good ticket. CP, why don't you tell everybody really briefly what this election is for? Because a lot of people are like, well, it's not the president. We already voted for the president. Why don't you tell them exactly what this election is for?
Your city council people, you're going to be voting for your city council people, mayors, the positions that are going to be open. So it's important for you to get those people in office because when you get those people in office, then they can help the ones higher up when their time comes, you know, and they start, you know, getting out and campaigning. Because it always starts in the city, always starts in your city. The voting does. That's the important part of it. It'll start in your city, so it's important to get out to vote in your city elections.
100%. Those city elections are, listen, as you can see from Atlanta, Georgia, this past January, these particular elections are extremely important because these are the ones, people who make the decisions for you,
right.
In office, in the local office and everywhere else. These are the people who are going to be making decisions on your behalf. And you want the right people making the right decisions on your behalf. You don't want anybody saying anything foul or not more misrepresenting you. And so that's what happens sometimes when we get the wrong people in there because we just don't go out to vote because we didn't think this particular election was that important. But I'm here to tell you it is. Last day to get registered to vote is the 14th, which is 2 days from now.
Yeah, last day to register. Yeah.
Okay. Last day to register is 2 days from now. You better go get it. Go get registered. How can people register? Can they register online, or do they need to go somewhere?
They need to go, but they can. But you know what? I wouldn't take a chance on trying to register online. I would get down to my voter's registration, the registrar's office, and get my voter's registration card. They have them all out. They have them. I believe they probably have them in your library. Go get your card, fill it out, and take it down there, because it has to be in the office and processed. In order for you have, it's 30 days from the day it's time to vote. So you, that's the reason the cutoff is the 14th. Because
Perfect.
Your voter's registration card has to be in there 30 days before the voting day.
Perfect. Okay, you heard it here first, right on We Talk Radio. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Real quick,
get out and vote.
Make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms, every last one of them. We're everywhere, so go check us out. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We're doing a huge YouTube push, so go follow us on our YouTube page so you can see and hear all of our radio shows. That's We Talk Radio Network. Go there right now, right now, right now. We Talk Radio Network, and that's on YouTube. Go like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff, and share our videos, all that stuff. We truly appreciate it. As well as I have received an influx of Facebook friend requests. I'm already at a max of 5,000 friends. So if anybody here today has requested me, listen, I apologize. Y'all go follow us on We Talk Radio. I just don't have the capacity. I've got, like, right now pending probably 500. And I got another 100 that came in today. Interesting. So many friend requests. And I'm telling you, I appreciate every last one. I'd like to be friends with you all, but unfortunately, I don't have the capacity to do it. Facebook has maxed me out at 5,000. So go follow us on Facebook. Follow us on We Talk Radio Network on all of our social media platforms, and that's LinkedIn and everything, Twitter, everything, Instagram, all that. We even have a TikTok. Yeah, go follow us there too. So again, I appreciate everybody who's tuned in tonight and everybody who's tuned in to all of the shows. And we are going to do our Where's Alyssa Part 2. And I'll post about that so you'll know about that. We do have several brand new shows that are actually coming up, including E-Man After Dark on Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then on Thursdays, we're doing a brand new show. If you like homicide cases, if you like tuning into that kind of stuff on TV or radio, we're going to be doing that right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's going to be on Thursday, so more information is coming soon about that. T. Smiley actually has a show every single Saturday morning at 10 a.m. T. Smiley, why don't you tell them about your show?
Yes, my show on Saturdays, Cave Radio Show. Myself and Big Joe, the co-host, it's men's show. But women are, ladies, you are definitely welcome to come hang out with us. It's the hour show. We talk, we have great conversations. Do interviews and stuff like that. So you guys make sure y'all tune in with us and tune in with me on Saturdays. You know, I love the support of the people, and I love great conversation. So if you want great conversation, even ladies, if y'all have somebody in your life that feel like they need to be a part of that, listen, tell them to come on over to K Radio Show at 10 a.m. Give them something to do. Hang out with us. We inspire. We always pray. That's something we do on all the shows, not only on the K Radio Show. So. I definitely love to have you guys tune in with me. Fellas, y'all tune in the first time y'all tune in, y'all are part of the cavemen. You are a caveman if you tune into our radio show. So check us out, man. Check us out.
Their show is actually quite fun. So yes, definitely
yeah.
check
yeah.
it out. I always tune in and I always try and chime in. A lot of times I gotta hold my teeth because I'm like, it's the man show. So thank you, T. Smiley, for allowing the ladies to come in and chime in every now and then, because they like that. They like that. So thank you very much. We also, of course, have so many other shows. Definitely check them out just about every day of the week. So check us out on our website, www.wetalkradio.com. This month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we're definitely, if you check out our website, you'll definitely see a lot of that there. One of our sponsors is the Endorphin Factory. The Endorphin Factory is, if you are an adrenaline junkie or if you just literally have just a lot of stress on you. As a matter of fact, T. Smiley, we need to make an appointment because we need to just go just beat the snot out of this room. CP, you need to come too. We gear up. They have all size of the what is that? What is that you put on the army gear? What is that?
Give you a jumpsuit.
That's it.
They give you a jumpsuit. Yes, they give you a jumpsuit.
And then they give you a helmet.
They give you they give you a hard hat. They give you gloves. They give you. You know, they give you that extra little protection you need because things will be breaking, things will be sparking, things will be going everywhere. So,
and you have permission to literally annihilate the entire room. Everything you see is breakable, smashable. So it's a lot of fun. You're in there 20 minutes, and you will break a sweat, and you won't realize you're in there 20 minutes, but the music is going, whatever music you want, it's the music that you choose, and it is just, it's amazing. So it's a good time. Go check out EndorphinFactoryUSA.com, and that's EndorphinFactoryUSA.com. And then when you get there, you can put in my code. It's Kia D 2021. You put that code in and you'll get a nice little discount. So definitely go to the Endorphin Room, the Endorphin Factory. Check them out on their website. Schedule an appointment. Get over there. Use our code Kia D 2021 so that you can get a discount and go have some fun. You know, you can do two people to a room, four people to a room. They also have axe throwing. They have archery. And then they have the destruction room. Loads of fun. So definitely check them out. Thank you so much to our incredible team who is all around the globe. You can check them out on WeTalkRadio.com under the team page. We've got team members absolutely everywhere. And so I just want to say thank you all so very much for being so supportive, doing such hard, diligent work. You are absolutely amazing and a joy and a blessing to my life. So thank you so much. We're going to ask Mr. T. Smiley. We always close out our show in prayer. For those of you who are tuning in recently or just tuning in or whatever, this is the Kia D. Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. And you can find us at WeTalkRadio.com. I'm Kia D. Of course, I've got T. Smiley and CP with me as well here tonight. So this is only supposed to be an hour show, for real. Somebody had asked me earlier to call them back. I said, listen, I got to go on a radio show right now. But my brain can't take a whole 2 hour show. I could probably do about an hour show. I'll call you in an hour. How about that? She was like, perfect. Listen, your brain, sometimes you don't even know what your brain and your body can do until you put your mind to it. So again, thank you all so much for tuning in around the globe and making this your number one listening station. And we truly appreciate you. Go ahead, T. Smiley, close us out in prayer.
All right. Father God, we just thank you for another day, God. We just thank you for just protecting us, God, keeping us safe, God, in your arms, God. God, that we ask that you just continue, God, just watch over us, God, in these troubling times, God. We ask that you just keep us safe, God, keep us in your will, God. We ask that you just continue just to bless our families, God. Bless the ones that we see every day, God. Bless the ones that we don't even see every day, God. We ask that you just watch over us, protect us, God. We thank you, Lord, for just being with us, God. We thank you for answering our prayers, God. We thank you for just being there, God, with an opening ear, God, just to hear what we have to say, God. We thank you for just allowing us to be able to hear your voice, God. Hear you, God. Just speak that peace, calm into our lives, God. We ask that you just continue just to keep Raleigh and Kia D, God, safe, God. Keep them protected, God, and know that you are our protector, God. You are our source, God, that we need, God. And we ask that you just continue to be with us, God, throughout the rest of the week, God. Bring us back on our appointed time of the shows, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all so much for being here. And just so you know, we are not, We Talk Radio, we are not a part of the whole cancel culture unless you need to be canceled. So if you're out there and you're tuned in tonight, and you out there scheming and scamming and all the sorts, just know you will be caught and you will be shut down. Thank you all so much. We'll see y'all back here again on Wednesday night for the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio Network.
Trouble don't last always. Looks real dark right now, but your night will soon be day. You've got more strength than you can know. Dig in your faith and don't let go. Trust yourself, babe. Your light will lead the way. Sometimes you gotta laugh, sometimes cry, smile if you can't find a reason why. You gotta dance through with the pain.
Adrenaline junkie, have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets, or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.